Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Stephen is seeing the Master. And he just testifying about what he just saw. What he's actually seeing right now. And I want you to notice the kind of effect it had on these people. They went nuts. They lost it. Didn't they? Read 56. He said, "Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." I think I'd have to say that too. I don't care how many guns is pointed. Is this right? If you're seeing the Master, I think I'd just have to say it. How about you? Why not? And verse 58, they cast him out of the city. They grabbed him. We notice already they are gnashing on him with their teeth. This is crazy. They're just going nuts. Why are they going nuts? Because of the spirit that they're yielding to and the spirit that's stirring them up, which is the God of this world. Amen. And what you see, you get a glimpse of how he feels about powerful testimony. It drives him crazy. He's like, we got to shut him up. I mean, you would think, well, let's see about doing some political things against him or trying to dig up some dirt. No. We got to kill him right now before another word comes out of his mouth. Why would that be true spiritually? Because what he's saying is so powerful. The anointed true testimony of the believer is so powerful, it is actually the light of heaven breaking forth onto the earth. It is the light shining in the darkness. Come on, do you believe it? It's the light shining into the darkness. Didn't the Bible say, we are the light of the world? Didn't he say it? We are the light. Somebody said, I thought he was the light. He is. That's why we are. Because he's in us.
Thank you, Jesus.
How does he manifest himself as light in this dark, dark world? Through us. What if we won't speak up? What if we're too ashamed, too intimidated? We won't speak up. Then the enemy has effectively quenched the light. Kept it from coming out. Can you see these people are just, they're just out of their mind with rage, murderous rage. And you think about it. This is not somebody who's harmed children, who's stolen and destroyed lives. What's so terrible about what he said? He accurately quoted the word and law and the prophets that they claim to believe. And he's telling the truth about what he's seeing. It's not a lie. It's no deception. There's not a false thing happening here. And yet, they can't stand it. They can't stand it. Are you getting a glimpse of why your testimony is so important? It is so important. And why so many have been martyred over it. Because the devil's a killer. You know what his solution to your testimony is? Kill you, right? Get you. I mean, his perfect will for your life, you have already missed. The devil's perfect will for your life was to never find out about God, never get saved, and him use you as a pawn to hurt other people and hurt yourself and work havoc and misery, and then you die and go to hell with him, spend eternity. That's his perfect will for your life. Yeah. and you have totally missed it. You have just totally missed the will of the devil. Are you happy about missing the will and the plan of the devil? Oh, yeah, you should be. You should be. But if he can't get you to be in his perfect will, he has a backup and acceptable will. And that's for you to go to heaven. Now. Now. Get you out of here before you can influence anybody else with what happened to you. How many know my life, your life should be a testimony? Right? Our very life, our day to day, and when we open our mouth, when people see us, they ought to see the goodness of God, what God has done for him or her. Good thing after good thing happening, and then when people say, wow, how did that happen? They walked right into it. That's one of the reasons God did it for you. It's a setup. And you say, well, let me tell you, I'm a believer. And the Lord showed me this, and the Lord did this, and the Lord did that for me, and then he just brought it to pass. He did. And a lot of times they're thinking, oh, okay, one of them, one of them. But if you won't just get preachy and get phony,
yes,
if you stay real with what he really did for you,
thank you, Jesus,
even though they might cuss and walk off, they won't be able to get away from it.
Amen.
The Lord will bring it back to them in the middle of the night next week.
Amen.
Right? And they're there, they're thinking, you know, they really act like they believe that. You reckon that really happened? And the Holy Spirit go, it did. He'll come and, I don't mean he'll hear a voice, but he'll quicken them. It did. It did. Oh, hallelujah. They dragged him out of the city. They're screaming. They're tearing their clothes. They're throwing dirt in the air. They're cussing, gnashing with their teeth. Where is all this hate coming from? You're getting a glimpse of the devil. This is him. And this is what anointed testimony does to him. Which makes me want to run out and tell somebody. How about you? Right? And say, what you going to do about it? You say, ooh, I wouldn't say that. You don't want to taunt the devil. Listen, you don't have to taunt him. He's been trying to kill you since you've been born. You don't want to try to make some kind of deal with him. Listen, listen. I'll be quiet. I'll stay on my side. You leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. He'll go, sure, sure. You want to shake on it? And when you turn your back, he's going to nail you.
Amen.
He's alive. He's trying to kill you every day anyway. You might as well just get bold about this thing and step right on out and realize he can't do everything he wants to do to you. He can't. His biggest trick is if he can get you to yield to him and believe his lies and back off and shut up and shut down. But God didn't give us a spirit of fear.
Amen.
No, he didn't. So they dragged him out. They stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. Saul was actually a witness against Stephen. And you know, I think that's one thing he couldn't get away from.
Amen.
I think as he left there and later on he's on the road to Damascus, I think that was some, well, you know it was. He just witnessed a man get killed and he's part of it,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You know that's working on him, no matter how justified he thinks he is. And then, you know, and I'm sure he's thinking, he's a Pharisee. And I'm sure he's thinking, saw Jesus. How ridiculous and preposterous can you be? He saw Jesus. And then a bright light shined round about. And then he saw Jesus. And Jesus said, Saul, Saul. How many know when the Lord calls your name twice like that? You better hit your knees. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I'm sure he said, who are you, Lord? He didn't know who he was, but he knew whoever he was Lord. And next thing you know, he's born again.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. And became one of the greatest witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ that has ever lived.
Praise God.
And you know what? Just a few days after him getting saved, you know what happened? They start trying to kill him. And he was their golden boy. Is that right? And now why? Why you want to kill him? Because the devil wants to kill him. Why? To shut his mouth. Shut him up. Why? Because anointed testimony, when the light comes and faith comes, all of hell can't keep a man or woman in darkness.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. But you know, there is no weapon effective against love and faith. Love never fails.
Amen.
And even though they look like they're getting the better of Stephen, they look like they're getting him, they're killing him, they're sending him out of this world, he got the last word. Didn't he? He got the last word. They didn't get him. And they stoned Stephen. And what's he doing? He didn't shut up. Come on, can you see this? He's not going, oh, please, please, quit, stop. Ow, stop. Oh, that hurts. Stop. Please stop. I'll shut up. Stop. I was wrong. I apologize. What's he doing? Calling on God. He's still talking to Jesus. He sees him. He said, Lord Jesus. Can you imagine if he said he saw him, he's still talking to him, they can hear him, that just makes them all the madder. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Verse 60. And he kneeled down. Huge rocks are hitting him. Kawah, kawop. Blood running, fracturing his skull, breaking his ribs. He kneeled down. Don't you see the power of this? He said, Lord, don't lay this sin to their charge. And then he checked out. He left. And they can beat that old body all they want to. He don't feel it no more. He's out of here. Hallelujah. And generations have come and gone, and he would have died in a few days anyway. How many think Stephen's real happy about how this played out and how it went out? And you and I, centuries later, are showing respect and honor to the way he conducted himself and held on to his testimony and overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.